Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:47, and of course, as South Africans struggle with our power, we need information. And that's the very thing that we are not getting. There should be a weekly update from government where they say, this is what's happened this week. These are the problems. This is the new power, the additional power we've managed to secure. But we're not. We are not getting any information. When the DA tried to find out a little bit more as to what is going on at Kusile, well, John Steenhuisen was prevented from doing so. Silius Brink, DA and National Spokesperson. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Good to be with you.
It is good to chat as well. Give us a bit of a background and a summary as to what actually happened.
So there is a particular problem at Kusile in the sense that this is relatively new infrastructure. It took a long time to build. It was going to be with Medupi, the ANC's response to load shedding. It was way over budget, but when it was eventually completed, well, mostly completed, we expected at least the infrastructure should work. Clearly, that's not the case because at present, four of the six power-generating units at Kusile are down, and that's why we are floating between Phase 4 and Phase 5 load shedding. And what John Steenhuisen wanted to do by visiting Kusile was to draw attention to this fact and to draw attention to the poor response by government, since it became clear that the situation is out of control, and also since government announced a set of reforms of the energy sector, none of which have actually been landed. So the office of the leader of the opposition made arrangements with the head of stakeholder engagement at Eskom. The team went on Tuesday to scout the area, speak to people. But when we arrived yesterday, the road was blocked by security guards, and Minister Pravin Gordhan phoned John Steenhuisen to tell him, well, no, if you don't come through my office, you're not allowed anywhere close to places like Medupi and Kusile. So that's the background to what happened, and I think it just emphasizes the problem that we're sitting with.
Yeah, and the fact that that if it comes through the office, well, then there'll be this perfect tour,
yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Now, then you have time to dress things up and so on. And also the important point is it was on Monday that the country was shifted from no load shedding to stage five. So there's obviously a matter of urgency here. And to give 2 weeks' notice oversight visit will serve no purpose.
Well, isn't it that attitude that got us into this mess in the first place? We've been hearing about plans to end load shedding for years now, but the process is so slow and so long that there's very, very clearly very little urgency in it.
Indeed, and what John Steenhuisen mentioned yesterday was if only Pravin Gordhan was as diligent in fixing the situation as he is in keeping the leader of the opposition from having a look at Kusile. But the important point is that there are three policy reforms which the DA has championed for a few months now. And we warned that if these three things aren't done, then we are simply going to plunge from one crisis to the other. And I think that events has borne that out. The first reform is that we need a ring-fenced state of disaster around Eskom to enable the management of the utility to abridge laws that stand in the way of getting things done, and that includes preferential procurement, local procurement, all of these other race-based laws and laws that that make it very difficult to procure value for money. The second thing is to appoint an energy expert who has a seat at the cabinet and who has the power to advise the president directly and to overrule the ministers of public enterprise and energy to prevent them from bickering with each other and hindering policy reforms. And lastly, and this is tied to getting unhelpful regulations out of the way, we need all of the expertise that we can possibly recruit at Eskom. There are far too many clerical staff working at Eskom, and far too few people with engineering expertise. And we simply can't be held back by laws requiring race quotas and so forth in getting all of the talents on board to make sure that the management of Eskom can do what needs to be done to avert an even deeper energy crisis.
How seriously, in your view, is government taking this crisis? I know they're saying the right things, or they're saying some of the right things, but is it actually being dealt with the urgency that is required?
Not at all. You had President Ramaphosa announcing these energy reforms, which you'd recall the DA welcomed a few months ago. But the problem is that none of those things are being implemented with a sense of urgency because they are being blocked by the likes of Mantashe and Gordhan. Gordhan is just as culpable in this situation. I mean, he might have been a champion for anti-corruption in the Zuma era, but he is a disaster when it comes to effective government policy. I mean, the ruinous way that this SAA privatization or sell-off has been dealt with is just shows you how absolutely terrible Pravin Gordhan is as a cabinet minister that has to make effective decisions and has to be clear on policy. All of them are still stuck to this idea that the state must run everything. They don't want to make the difficult choices of bringing so-called outsiders in, leveraging the expertise and the power of the private sector. So no, absolutely no.
But is there no recognition? Is there no recognition that this has been a spectacular failure, their policy?
No. I mean, what Pravin Gordhan was most animated about yesterday was how John Steenhuisen should ask him for permission before he does an oversight inspection. I mean, he didn't speak to any of the merits. And, you know, I don't want to be unfair towards the president. And, you know, one can point to the fact that he's drinking tea with the King of England while the electricity network of the country is collapsing. And people might say, well, that's an unfair comment. But it's not, because he has been warned about this. The last time the president was abroad, this serious deterioration in energy generation capacity happened, and now again. And so it doesn't mean that things deteriorate when the president goes abroad. It just means when he's at his desk, he's not doing the things that need to be done in order to stabilize the situation.
Or does that talk to politics? Does that talk to the struggles within the ANC that when he is out the country, advantage is taken?
Well, I suppose he can use those excuses, and there is no shortage of political commentators, journalists, always falling over their own feet to tell you how powerless Ramaphosa is given the power dynamics of the ANC. But there also has to be limits to that, because, you know, Ramaphosa has to do the analysis of the situation. If we keep on being plunged into stage 4 and 5 and 6 load shedding, that is not going to be good for his support base. So, you know, while things are stable and while he is powerful and while it seems to be that there is no significant challenger to him, even in the run-up to this conference,
certainly
he should make the
way.
Tough decisions.
Absolutely.
Use the political capital that he has, but he's not doing it.
Absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more. Elias Brink, who is the DA and national spokesperson, talking to us about the fact that access was denied to the Kusile power station, and when the DA was pushing to try and understand what is really going on there. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.